The hypocrite considers the shadow states of the world and the power groups more powerful than God. Surely God is beyond that, and feels admiration for them. Unmindful of the eternal power and domination of God over all beings, the hypocrites develop schemes and implement them secretly, looking at the balances of the world and based on what seems on the outside of incidents. They make analysis in line with their own shallow minds and accordingly decide with whom to side. If there exists a community which they deem powerful, they assume this power would be everlasting and take sides with them. God reveals this characteristic of the hypocrite in a verse. To those who take the unbelievers as protectors rather than the believers, hope to find power and strength with them. Power and strength belong entirely to God. The words power and strength draw attention to the shadow states and the power groups aspiring to direct world affairs. According to the superficial reasoning of the hypocrite, these circles are seemingly indestructible groups that retain all forms of intelligence, have vast military and economic powers, and govern communities as they wish by means of the media. The hypocrite strives to sell himself to those who he believes are powerful, and, using social media and the internet, he accentuates that he sides with them. However, the hypocrite does not clearly express that. Insidious and cowardly by nature, the hypocrite manifests his intentions only secretly, so that they could potentially benefit from Muslims as well. Through his posts, his likes, and his use of language on social media, he attempts to be appreciated by those he considers to be powerful and establish a bond with them. According to the poor way of thinking of the hypocrite, Muslims are vulnerable and weak against these circles. However, it is God who creates these groups whom the hypocrite relies on. As revealed in Surah Al-Fath, the legions of the heavens and the earth belong to God. In comparison to the eternal power of God, the shadow states, the shadow organizations, or any similar secretive organization have no power at all. No matter how ostentatious or powerful these people may seem, to those who are deceived by outer appearance, they are in fact poor beings who can't do anything unless willed by God. Although they are prominent figures in such organizations, they are human beings who become sick, grow old, who will definitely die one day, just like anyone else who we come across on the streets. They are ordinary people who need God's protection. But people with a hypocritical character overrate the prominent figures among the irreligious. Even in remembering their names, they enthuse and get fatuously excited. In the Quran, God reveals that He created many strong communities and powerful persons throughout history. However, upon a single command of God, all of them were defeated in the ideological sense. Most of the time, God made a few sincere Muslims instrumental for this ideological defeat. This is reassuring good news for Muslims, while it is a moral and material loss for the hypocrites. God reveals the following verse in this regard. How many a small force has triumphed over a much greater one by God's permission? God is with the steadfast.